Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Yana. How are you?
Tired. What's up?
I hear you. Arthur Brown, the patient that the caregiver wanted a fob, she's on the other line. There's no way we can do a fob?
The problem I have with giving out fobs is that people just travel with them. It's also much more difficult to use. Hold on. Let me pull the file again. Arthur?
Yes. Arthur Brown. Because we didn't know we couldn't offer the fob anymore. So when they
not that we can't offer the fob, is that the fob is a backup kind of emergency. The reason is because, first of all, they cost us $25 to $35 each. And second of all, we've had too many cases already where people are not installing them or installing them and uninstalling them and literally traveling with them. So the caregiver takes it home with them and just clocks it in and out from their bed. Because it just generates a code. What we need when we do a fob, before it's being used, it has to be installed in the client's house, locked to a permanent device such as a refrigerator handle or a banister, and a picture taken and put in the client's file. And Arthur, you approved? Nina says she approved. Arthur.
Told Valeria that if she used, must use
Unicode. If not, then if you look at a note from Friday, Nina.
I think I approved it.
Nina approved it as of Friday.
Okay, let me tell Valeria then.
Yeah, I can. Where's Arthur?
And I sent her the instruction, and I sent her the file code, and I told her three is required.
Arthur Brown. He's going to need a plan of care. Make sure there's a plan of care in for that. 3-9. There is a plan of care. Perfect. And Erica did it. Beautiful. That's the way we should have it. Lovely. Arthur Brown lives in Philly. And it is relatively close to the office. Do they want to pick it up?
I can ask them.
If they're able to pick it up, it'll be faster. I can mail it out, but it can take up to like 2-3 weeks in the mail. It should come within 4 or 5 days. It's literally like blocks away, but Philly mail is really terrible.
Got it.
We can, if they want to pick it up, or I could have it mailed out, but it'll take a bit.
Okay, so let me see what they want to do, and I'll let you guys
know. It was approved on Friday. I do have a question. Why is Valeria? Oh, I see. She didn't tag me about the fob. She didn't tell me about the fob, so I never mailed it out. I can give them to Nina and show her how to do it. It's not a big deal. The fobs should not be offered offhand. We do the fobs when someone is so computer illiterate that they can't use a smartphone. Mm-hmm. So like people in their 60s or 70s, AIDS, you know. Or if there's no cell phone reception, like there's actual issues. But it's purely a backup. It shouldn't be offered. First of all, because we're a few thousand dollars in on fobs. And second of all, because they're very, very easy to fraud. We already had 3 different people break them. It's pretty impossible to break them. It means that they're taking them out and about, which is illegal. It's fraud. So we're using them sparingly for people that simply are not apt, like that just can't use the app. Thus far, we've had no issues with pushing the app. And the app is an actual GPS location.
Yeah. No, I told the team also not to offer it because we didn't know that. We thought we were able to offer it. So I told them don't offer it unless
it's a more recent development. I haven't talked to you yet, but it's a more recent development because, again, I went through 50 fobs in 4 months, right? Yeah. And six of them were already broken, and they wanted new ones or replacements and – you can't just break a fob. It's a very simple, very small device. If you're using it properly, there's no excuse.
Yeah.
So, very, very often the fobs are being used to defraud. Now, again, I don't actually care about that, but the fob needs to be done properly. If we use a fob, a picture has to be sent of it installed in an area that is permanent, like a banister or a refrigerator handle, not a, I don't know, not a, not a wheelchair, not a, you know, not a car. Yeah. It has to be installed in the house on a permanent fixture, okay. Not a dining room chair, something attached to the house itself that doesn't move.
Got it. Okay. So let me tell them because I have them on hold.
Yeah, tell them that and ask them if they want, once you have on the phone anyway, ask them if they want it mailed out or if they want to pick it up, which would be quicker.
Okay, I'll let her know.
I can mail it, but it'll take, you know, it'll take as long as the mail takes if it even comes.
Got it. Oh, Lord. Okay, so let me let her know.
Very good.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Okay, bye.